Okay, we just finished Shema, so we're going to start Shema. Just finished saying Shema, now we're going to start learning about Shema. Page Resh Lamed, the rules of Kriya Shema, which is certainly the single most important part of our davening, because it's the Daraisa, it's something that we're mandated to say, specifically Min HaTorah. And in the first paragraph, Rav Schwab, Rashab goes through the origin of the obligation to say Shema. There is a tremendous amount of confusion in the Paiskim and in the earlier in the Rishayinim as to what part of what we say in Shema is the mitzvah Daraisa. In other words, is the Daraisa just the first pasuk, the whole parasha? So let's learn what he says, and then I'll try to elaborate a little on it. Kriya Shema mitzvah sasei min haTorah. There's no question that one of the Taryag mitzvahs is saying Shema every morning and every evening. Shenema v'dibarto bom u'bishach v'cha. You should speak about it when you go to sleep. Dehanu b'shach shmedei adam shaychvim. U'vekumecha b'shach shmedei adam ha'imdim. Now, the obligation is not to say it only when you're actually going to sleep, but b'shach v'cha v'kumecha, meaning at the time that people go to sleep and that people get up every day, and it means normal people, the times that they go to sleep. Dibar Tobam, we understand to be referring to the Shema in which Dibar Tobam appears. No, it's a separate obligation. So, Upligi Ravosa Bekabos Achiv. And the Rishayim argue on the quantity of the obligation. Matzrichen likreis midayraisa. What part of Shema is a mitzvah dayraisa? L'roiv ha-poiskim, rak amiris pasuk rishon hu mitzvah minatayrah, v'shar rak chiyuv midrabanan. According to most Rishayim, the first pasuk is a chiyuv dayraisa. This is why it's extremely important to have kavana when you say the first pasuk, not only the kavanah of the meaning of the words, but also the understanding that you're being mekayim mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, you're being mekayim with this, a mitzvah d'oraisa of saying Shema. So this he calls roiv paiskim. V'yei shomrim is the second shita. Shekol ha-parsha rishayna hi min ha-Torah. The entire first parsha is a obligation min ha-Torah. V'ashar rak chiyuv d'rabbanan. V'yeshayim, there's a third shita, shekol ha-parsha rishayna, I'm sorry, v'yeshita shlishis, shebeis ha-parsha shal shema v'ayim shemaya, hein midai reis. I believe this is the Shagas Aryeh, who maintains that everything that we say by day, Shagas Aryeh reads the shita, at any rate, that everything we say is an obligation Min HaTorah, meaning the first two paragraphs are both Min HaTorah. So you have here extreme shitas. The third is not a part of Mitzvah Shema, it's Mitzvah Zech Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim in the parasha. But the obligation that we call the Mitzvah Shema is either the first pasuk, the first parasha, or the first two, or the two parashiyos. The dispute if the Rambam holds like the second shita or the third shita. You know, the interpretation of the Rambam is that it's more than the Pasuk, but it could be the whole first parasha, it could be the two. But he's not done yet. V'yeshayimrim, and there's still a fourth opinion. Shemidayraisa ein chiyuv, he's calling this Rabbeinu Yoina, Shagas Aryeh. V'yeshayim shemidayraisa ein chiyuv kriya parasha miyuchedas. That min haTorah, you have to read some part of the Torah, but there's no specific designated one else, Yeshchim, it says, say, Vidibar Tobam, likwise, Parsha Shal Torah, Bishach Vachavukumecha, to speak about Torah when you go to sleep and you get up. For Rabbanan Tiknu, likwise, Dafke Elu Shalish HaParsha. Abelachal Hashitis, Yesh Bekriya Shema, Kiyo Mitzvah. All agree it's Mitzvah say, either specific to the first Pasik, the first Parsha, both Parshas, or the Derais is general, and the Rabbanan made it these Parshias. Now, The Zman is the first 3 hours of the day. We call that Zman Kriya Shema. There's a dispute, the first 3 hours of the day beginning from when? Whether the first 3 hours begins, according to the Gra, from sunrise, you get 3 hours. Or from Alois HaShachar, which is the Magen Avraham, which is 72 minutes earlier. So essentially, the Gra Zman is later, because according to the Gra, the calculation of the three Shoizmaniyai starts later. And if you look at the Zman Kriya Shema, anywhere in Chutz Laretz, there's a 36 minute difference. I'm not going to get into the math, but there's always a 36 minute difference. 8:41 this coming week is the Zman Kriya Shema, which is the earliest man, the Lechat Chaladik Zman, and in smaller letters it says 9:17 as the Gra Zman, which is 36 minutes later. So that according to our meaning in Chutz Laretz, it's always 36 minutes different. According to the way Eretz Yisrael calculates, that's not really so. But be that as it may, according to the way Eretz Yisrael calculates, the Gra's man is calculated the same as us, but the Magen Avraham's man is calculated differently according to Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Be that as it may, it's the first 3 hours of the day that's called the time you get up. So sunrise tomorrow is 6 o'clock. So people are waking up, according to the Gra, from roughly 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And according to the other Zmanim, they're getting up from roughly 4:45 till 7:45. I guess it depends on which neighborhood you're in. But that's basically the time that people get up, Ishach Lecha, and therefore...
8:48, how do you get 8:41?
How I get 3 hours for 8:41? Because the Shoy Zmaniyais, they're not... If you calculate, sunrise tomorrow is at 11 minutes to 6. Alois HaShachar, according to the way we calculated, 72 minutes earlier, or 23 minutes to 5. From 23 minutes to 5, till the Zman you see there, is three Shoy Zmaniyais. It's almost 4 hours, but each hour is about an hour and 20 minutes, which is the way the hours would come out, according to the dividing the day by 12. Okay. So, L'cheini Mitzvah Yeshua Zman Grama, Noshim Peturais. Noshim should still say Kriya Shema because they get Tzchar, Ke'ena Mitzvah V'Vaisa. But nevertheless, they're not obligated. Aval Inyan Kriya Shema Yisrael, V'Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim, Noyig B'Noshim K'may Ba'anoshim. The idea of being a Kabbal Olmach HaShemayim daily applies to everyone. She'eni Toli B'Zman Shechiva V'Chima. Because that is not Toli in the time that a person gets up and goes to sleep. And he calls that the mitzvah saseh of Yichud Hashem. In other words, the way we normally think about it, okay, mitzvah Kriya Shema every day. What he's saying is there's a separate mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, to declare the Yichud Hashem. And that mitzvah is the second mitzvah that we're mekayim every morning. So I want to tell you, many years ago, I was in a bungalow. It wasn't a bungalow, it was a cluster of bungalows at Bishal Shundis. They invited me to say Dvar Torah. So I said the following idea. The question was, it must have been in the summer, the parashas of Kriya Shema. I asked the mitzvah. The Shem Mitzvah B'nai Nayach do not include Emunah in believing in God. Right? The seven mitzvahs of B'nai Nayach are the three cardinal sins, which are like the Zohar, Gehen, Rasa, Shechas, Damim. And then the other four we remember by Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Eva, Menachai, Batei Dinim, Geneva, and the... No, Dalet is Dinim, sorry. Beis is Birchas Hashem, not Krasim. But Emunah, faith in Hashem, is not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. The reason it says is because believing in God is a hagadama to Sheva Mitzvahs. You can't tell someone, you're obligated to Sheva Mitzvahs, and he doesn't believe in God.
Then that's Ramban.
It's a hagadama.
That's Ramban. It doesn't count
as Ramban. It's Ramban, okay. Not by Sheva Mitzvahs, no. So the question is, how could Emun and Hashem be one of the Taryag Mitzvahs for the same reason? It shouldn't be counted as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So I suggested that the answer was that declaring it is the mitzvah. Believing in it, that's True, it's a hagdol. If you don't believe in God, you can't tell somebody he has tarei mitzvahs. But the fact that a yid is declares his emunah in Hashem, that he says it, so that's one of the tarei mitzvahs. Now, whether that's accurate or not, I got some feedback on it. What? Why? Because the Bahag is saying that it, by definition, believing in Hashem can't be one of the mitzvahs because it's a Hagdama. I can say what you're saying, but the mitzvah to declare our faith in Hashem. Well, he's saying from Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that's a mitzvah, besides the mitzvah saying Kriya Shema, it's a mitzvah to declare the Yichud Hashem. In the footnote, he says, I'm a Sechta Seifrim, etc. Shechi mitzvah Yichud Hashem hu ba'amira. That it's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah say Yudches is say Kriya Shema. And say Yudbeis, say Beis is declaring belief in God.
Okay.
So that's why he's saying women to say the pasuk Shema Yisrael Kel with Kavana is he's saying is an obligation. Therefore, if you didn't say it bismana, dain tzarich lekraisa, you say it later, right? We say Shema if someone misses man kriya Shema, you still say Shema. You still have the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. The rest of the reading is Kikar B'tar. Now, the Nitziv in his Hamek Davar has a few very klaliistic, in other words, general rules that answer, he takes one rule and answers multiple difficulties in Shas, and one of his really famous pieces, I would say, one of the pieces that made him famous is a piece that declares the following concept and answers many difficulties. You'll understand that if we say there's a dispute, if the mitzvah say of Shema is the first pasuk, the first parsha, two parshas, or something else, that in the Gemara, there are obviously conflicting indications one way or the other. Every shita, I just sit in an armchair and think that it all comes from Gemara. So how could Gemara have conflicting indications as to what the mitzvah is? So the Nitziv says that there are mitzvahs, I believe he counts 11 such mitzvahs, where the obligation of, there's a minimum obligation in the Torah, and the Torah allows a person to stretch the mitzvah d'oraisa, to make the d'oraisa bigger or smaller depending on what the person chooses to do. In other words, when you eat matzah, one kazayis is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Not more than that is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a very specific mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah. What he says, for example, is that tkiyah shofar is not that one. That tkiyah shofar, now, however, he learns it from the psukim, he says that tkiyah shofar in the d'oraisa, as much as you blow, you can include the minimum. The minimum you have to blow is the three sets of whatever you hold a shvar, true is, but tkiyah shvar tkiyah, whatever it is, three sets. He suggests that in the d'oraisa, you can make, the Torah allows you to sort of stretch the mitzvah and make it a longer mitzvah. With that, he answers various difficulties. What he says about Shema is the same idea. That the mitzvah, you say Shema Yisrael Shalachan, you mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Torah allows you to stretch the d'oraisa into one parsha, two parshiyos, whatever you want to include in Shema. That's all part of the mitzvah of speaking about the Kabbalah Sabach Shemayim, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs that we do every day. Understand, the Torah says, "Be makabel ol machu shemayim." One person can be makabel ol shemayim with a few words, and one person can do the same thing with many words. But whatever you're doing, you be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. So this is his suggested resolution of the numerous difficulties. Okay, but at any rate, we've learned that when you say Shema every day, you have to say it with the proper kavana. When you say Shema before you go to sleep at night, almost all siddurim, including Art Scroll, only have the first parasha, Shema, and the first parasha of Kriya Shema. And that's the way Sidurim have had it, apparently for a very long time. The Mishnah Brura says when you go to sleep, you should say all three parashiyos of Kriyat Shema. He says you should say all three parashiyos. To me, it seems that saying all three parashiyos is more important than all the other psukim that are printed in the Siddur. And in addition to that, the Mishnah Brura says it's a shmira for the Ramach Evarim to say the Ramach words of Kriyat Shema. So I'm not sure why only one parasha is put into the Siddur. But what? So certainly you should have all three parashas in the Siddur. Right? So there is that bonus. The bonus of saying it every night when you go to sleep is that way your Mekayim, if you daven too early, if you forgot Ma'ariv, but you'll have a reminder, everyone remembers to go to sleep. So when you go to sleep, you say Shema, you have sort of an insurance that you will, that it won't mess up. I remember the last time I forgot to daven Ma'ariv with a minyan. It was the night I got engaged. And it was a busy night, and I remember vividly, I was going to sleep, and I started saying Shema. And I thought, did I say Shema before this man? I said, you know something, I didn't say Shema at all. So I got up and daven Ma'ariv. You know, now you get engaged, you don't want to miss davening with minyan, but I missed. But the saying Shema and having in mind this thing, it worked for me to remind me to daven Ma'ariv. I would have missed Ma'ariv that night. So at any rate, this is the Deraisa. Since the Deraisa may be all three parashiyos, there's an extra reason to say all three parashiyos when you go to sleep at night. What? Yeah, you have to have kavana to be yaitza the mitzvah deraisa. Machleik is if mitzvah svich is kavana. Two sheets is a shulchan aruch. Certainly a deraisa person should be careful to have. Echad, when you say echad, the meaning the Mishnah Brura brings is to rotate your head as you say echad. If everyone does it, I don't know, my eyes are closed when I'm saying it, I'm also facing the wall. But when you say Hashem echad is to sort of picture in your mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech for the six directions of the world. So it's a custom sort of to remind yourself when you do that. You're not going to get dizzy from it. No. You can handle it. At least one time around, you can handle it. Okay, I should mention, there's another Shita, the Kesef Mishnah Shita. Kesef Mishnah, which is basically Yosef. Kesef Mishnah holds that the mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema is any time by day. I listen to his raya. By night, the mitzvah deraisa of Shema is any time at night. Because we teach b'shachvecha at the time that people are sleeping. So the Kesef Mishnah says, bikumecha should be whenever people are up. So you should be able to be mekayim, the mitzvah d'iraisa of Kriya Shema in the morning, not in the morning, all day, bikumecha. You do it in the morning, because once you get busy with the day, you're going to forget. But we do it.
You have 2 o'clock in the morning also.
Some people, but we go according to the normal wake up time. Someone gets up at 2, he says, I couldn't sleep. Someone gets up at 7, then he says, he could sleep, right? Now, what's our answer? The other Rishayim. So Rashi really answered. Rashi, in the beginning of Bracha says, Bikumecha doesn't mean when you are up. It means when you arise. Bikumecha. Doesn't say Ba'omdecha. Bikumecha. Kikima is standing up. It's a mitzvah. Bnei Seva Takum. In front of a Seva, you get up. So we learn the action of getting up. So we learn b'shachvecha is when you're sleeping, u'b'kumecha when you arise, when you get the action of getting up. So therefore, we assume it's the first 3 hours of the day. At any rate, this is the obligation. I guess tomorrow night we'll pick up on his continuation.
What is the Kesef Mishnah do with all those times?
The Kesef Mishnah doesn't hold of this. No, he does, but not with that Torah, with Rabbanah. But he says it's deraisa. It's just in case somebody, for some reason, couldn't say Shema before this man, he still should be saying it later. He does not bring it. Well, he bin shulchan aruch. He doesn't say deraisa to rabbanan. He says lamaisa. This is my creation, man.